Southeast State Parks Superintendent Mike Eberhardt says the two gates being installed on Chilkoot Road are a precautionary measure. Early this year, the Department of Transportation transferred management of the road to DNR. Eberhardt says DNR now has a greater obligation to public safety, since the road is not just a DOT right-of-way, but part of a park facility.
And now we have a greater responsibility to ensure the safety of the public using that road, just like they use a park road.
Eberhardt says DNR needs to have the ability to close the road in case of a safety hazard, whether it's a traffic accident, extreme weather event, or dangerous wildlife situation. He doesn't anticipate the gate being used for anything except emergencies.
I can't really think of a situation where in the past it would have been closed. So given current trends, I don't think that we would see a closure. It would take some sort of a natural disaster, I would assume, or something like that.
Haynes Park Ranger Travis Russell agrees.
I foresee that only being really a peak tourist season times if there's a bear incident. But because there's a campground at the end of that, closing a gate really impedes people's access coming and going from that campground that are staying out there. So I think keeping that in mind, then, yeah, access will still be open to the public. There's really no reason to close it other than major emergency.
Safety has long been a concern on the Chilkoot River. During the summer, bears, fishermen, tourists, and photographers converge in close range. One reason for the transfer to DNR was to pave the way for a new road improvement project to bolster safety. The bulk of the road work isn't expected until next year. But for now, Eberhardt says DNR has the responsibility to put this one emergency safety measure in place. According to bid documents on the DNR website, the work taking place this week includes installation of two gates, four traffic posts, and a sign. Over the next few days, while construction is happening, access to Chilkoot is limited. People on foot are still able to enter the area, but vehicle access is restricted. Russell says the work is expected to wrap up Friday. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.